This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Good morning, friends. Today is the day you've all been waiting for. Tonight begins our annual campaign for Machon Magid Rakia, this evening. So, if you'd like to be Mishtatev, the best thing you could do is make a team page. Go to our site and you could sign up to make a team page. To be Mishtatev, go to charity.com/MMH25. We are learning Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah. Hilchos Kriyas Sefer Torah, Simen Kuf Lamed Hey. We're in the middle of Mishnah Berurah, Sivkatan Lamed Vav, where the Mishnah Berurah says, he brings from the Achronim, that on Simchas Torah, that we take out three Sefer Torah, you could call up three Kohanim, one for Chasan Torah, one for Chasan Bereishis, and one for Mafter. But Rosh Chodesh Teveh Shechal B'Shabbos, which we also have three Sefer Torah, then the first Sefer that you call up from the Parshas HaShavua, you should not call up a Kohen in the end, even if you add more than seven. Why? Because the Kriyas HaTorah is not complete. The Mashlim is in the Sefer Sheni of Parshas Rosh Chodesh. But then he says, Rak b'sefer hasheni shabay mashlim ha'achrayin uv'sefer shal'achrav shakarin b'shalchanika l'maftir rasha'im likrois l'koyen li'os achrayin v'gam koyen l'maftir. In other words, in the first Sefer Torah, you can't call up a koyen, even if you're adding more than seven aliyos. We pointed out that is like the Levush, that we don't call up a Kohen la'achar Shiva. The Mashlim is in the Sefer Sheni. And therefore, in the Sefer Sheni, you could call up a Kohen. So therefore, Rashan Likros Lekohen Lius Achrein V'gam Kohen Lamafter. Next, V'chein B'Shabbos. Likewise on Shabbos, Shal Parshas Shkolim, Oy Shal Parshas HaChodesh, Shechal B'Rosh Chodesh, Sheyish Gam Kein Shloish Shosfarim. There are other occasions where we take out three Sefer Torah. For example, Parshas Shkolim, that comes out on Rosh Chodesh, or Parshas HaChodesh, that comes out on Rosh Chodesh. Ein Likrois Koyin L'Hashlem HaKriya B'Sefer Rishayin. Don't call up a Kohen to be mashlim l'kriya on the first Sefer. Rak b'shnei svarim achreinim mashlim l'kriyas kohem l'achron l'mafter k'mo shekasavti. Says the Shari Ephraim, v'ayin sham b'pischei sh'arim mashahivi oid b'shem ha'prim agadim l'inyin chol ha'moid shal Pesach b'tama olav. What is that referring to? There he writes that the Dershah brings regarding chol ha'moid, that even though you say Kaddish after the second Sefer, the achron of the first Sefer and the one who gets called up to the second Sefer could both be a Kohen, and the Pischei Sha'arim is Matmiya, because during the weekday that you call in the second Sefer Revi, you can call up a Kohen. Okay. Now, the opinion of the Rama, let's see one more time. Let's see the Shittos of the Mechaber and the Rama. The Mechaber said the Minog is to call up a Kohen, Achar Kohen, Behefsek Yisrael Beinayim. Let's say after the Minyan Hakruim, you could call up a Kohen, Achar Kohen, provided that you say Afal Pi Shehu Kohen, or a Levi Achar Levi. That was the opinion of the Mechaber. The Rama added, according to that, the Kohen could be the Baal Mafter. However, the Rama brought an opinion that you should not call a Kohen or a Levi Laminyan Shiva, meaning the Mechaber holds you could call a Kohen or a Levi Laminyan Shiva as long as you do Kohen Levi Yisrael and then call up Kohen Afa Pishu Kohen. However, the Rama says you should not, there's a Yeshayim that you should not call up a Kohen or a Levi Laminyan Shiva. But after the Minyan Shiva, you could. And I point out many times, the Mishnah Berurah brings some little vush, that even after the Minyan Shiva, we don't do it. And then the Ramah concluded, the Minog is to follow the Yeshayimrim, who's the Agur in the name of the Mahariv and the Mordechai. However, and that's the Minog, but B'makam Tsar Chodchak, you could be Samech on Tsar Rishayna. We saw, for example, let's say for the fifth aliyah, you call up a Kohen, it's okay. That was what the Mishnah Berurah says of Katan Lamed Hey, namely, if they made a mistake and they called up a Kohen or a Levi in middle of the Kruim, if you could keep the guy up there from after Achra and let him stay there, and otherwise he could take the aliyah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, what does it mean? B'makom tzar chodchak, kagoyin b'simchas taruch ha'haygavna yesh lismach demiyad shekara shloisha kruim harishoinim koin levi yisrael mutar likwes achakach koin oi levi k'may shekasavti el b'das ha'machaber. Now, that implies what you do on Simchas Torah, koin levi yisrael, koin levi yisrael. Not koin, koin, levi. No. Based on what we're learning here, you're not allowed to do that. But we'll have to see in Hilchos Simchas Torah whether an allowance is made for that. Even if you want to rely on the first opinion, many Rishon Machorinim say, should not just call up a Kohen and Levi stam. Elam ken yasu seder chadosh dahenu Kohen v'Levi v'Yisrael. In other words, you can't do Kohen, Levi, Yisrael, Kohen, Yisrael, Yisrael, Yisrael. You want to call up, you want to rely on the Mechaber, and call up a Kohen or a Levi, Laminyan Shiva, you have to do the cycle again. Who holds this way? The Rishar Tzion brings the Beis Yosef, brings in the name of the Rif, and Rav Haigon, and Levush, among Ram and the Gra. Because now we're not going to be worried about the pagam. That they're going to say he's not a kohen. Because we call a Levi after him. But if you don't do the order again, you don't call up a kohen or a Levi because of pagam. According to this svara, afilu la'achrayin o'ilamafter ein likroi Kohen v'Levi. According to many Rishonim and Achronim, you cannot call up a Kohen or a Levi for Mafter or Achron. However, we are not knowing that way. Ela shebezek farnogu elam lahakel v'chein sasmu ha'achronim k'may shekasav alavush betame shel davar v'alkein min anachon lizar bezeh l'kroisam davka ala seder. Therefore, it is correct if you want to call up b'shas hadchak kohen levi yisrael t'lminyan shiva, you should do it in order. V'afil kishar oisam la'achar shiva kruim, even after the shiva kruim. Again, after the shiva kruim, even the Rama did not bring down any opinion. You can't call up a kohen. Only the levush is machmer on that. But now we're learning that that's provided. There are many rishonim machmer in the whole that's provided that you keep to the Seder. Yud Aleph. Yesh Misha Oimer. There is an opinion that's Agois Maimini in the name of the Rambam. Shimkara Hachazin Koyen Oilevi Ve'in Oisham. Ya'amoid Ruvain Beryl. Then Fivel Shmerel Hakoyen. Where is he? Where'd he go? He disappeared. His tefillin is there. His talis is there. His farm is there. His coffee is there. But he's not there. Where did he go? We don't know where he went. So, okay, we have to find another Kayin. So are we going to call up another Kayin by name? No. We don't call up the next guy by name because it's a pagam for the first Kayin. Ela acher yala me'atzmai. The next Kayin, he has to jump in on his own. The chenoago, that's a minog. Shliat tzibur shu Kayin, yachayel. Likroi koyin acher la Torah. Gaba, that's a Kayin, he could call up another Kayin for the Torah. We'll have to see what's the Chiddush of that. Says Mishra, Kayin Oy Levi, Sivkata and Lamiches, Avo Bi Yisrael Im Karove, In Hashem Yachalik Ras Acher B'Shmai. But by Yisrael, if you call up Yisrael and he's not there, you call up someone else by name. The Yisrael Lashayach Pagama. There's no Pagam by Yisrael. Why? Maybe they'll say he's a Mamzer. Even so, that's not a reason he can't get an Aliyah. A Mamzer could get an Aliyah. What if, like this, all of a sudden the guy disappeared for Aliyah and now he's back? Does he have to get another Aliyah? No, he doesn't. Min Adin, he has no Zchus. However, the Kavachayim says, Min Hayoshar, she should get another Aliyah. What if the guy disappeared because he didn't want to get Ravi? He said, if I'm not getting Shlishi, I will not. He left the shul to ensure the status of his Aliyah. Then I wouldn't give him anything. That's my personal thing. No, you can't. You don't negotiate with terrorists. Okay? If he's holding you hostage, you don't negotiate with terrorists. Fine. Ve'enoy sham. Let's say he's not there. What if the Kohen who you called up is Moshe Shman Esrei? No, you could call up the next guy by name. Everyone sees why he's not going up. Why don't you call up the next guy by name? People are going to say you must have found out that the first Kohen was Pagam. What if the guy isn't there, you could call up his son by name. Why? Because then we're not choshesh for pagam, because obviously there's nothing wrong with the first kain if you're calling up his son. Why? You can't call up the guy's father. Why? Because they'll say the problem is with him. They'll say the father married a Gerusha Mekfar. Sha'av kosher, the father remains kosher, v'aben chalal. Again, it has to be that he divorced her. Otherwise, we don't give him the first Aliyah. Okay, then, so if you called up a Kohen by name and he can't make it, then the next guy just goes up by himself. Let's say he called up a Kohen or a Levi for Achron or Mafter and he ain't there. The Kohen la'acher. Afal pisho acher u'gamkein Kohen or Levi mutter l'kroyse v'shem. You could call him up by name. Maybe people are going to say the first guy is Pagum. It's not Shaykh to say that it became known that the first guy is Pagum. Because even if he was Pagum, that's not a reason that he can't get the Aliyah. Because you could even call up Yisrael for Achrein or Maftir. So if you called up a Kohen for Achrein or Maftir, and he can't make it, you could call up another Kohen by name. Okay, then the Rama says, what if the Gabbai is a Kohen or a Levi? He could call up someone else. What's the Chiddush of that? Why not? What, I would think he has to take the Aliyah himself. Yeah, because why isn't he? The fact that he's giving it, dishing it out to somebody else, maybe that means there's a problem with him. We're not worried about his own Pagam. Why? Shahakol yoidim, because everyone knows shekivan shehu shliach tzibur in svar lomer sheyidcha kol kohanim milalois. There's no svar that he's going to push away all the other kohanim from taking aliyah. The loyim neishu pagam. It's not because he's pagam. Vafilum haskan kohen. Even if the gabbai is a kohen, shevi yader likra zechomi sheyirtza, that he could technically call up anybody. Oy b'makom shekohenin mitzvayis aliyos, or in a place where they call up, or they sell the aliyos. Let's say the guy who bought the aliyos is a kohen or levi. He could give it out to someone else. There's no pagam. Everybody knows the derech is that when you buy an aliyah, you give it to somebody else. That's the derech. It's cheesy to buy yourself an aliyah. It's like buying yourself flowers. I mean, it's like, you come home Friday and there are flowers on the table. You say, wife, who got them for you? She said, I bought it for myself. You know, you don't buy yourself an aliyah. That's cheesy. You could do it. It's not usher. Don't say we learned it's usher to buy yourself. It's not the derech. Okay, we'll hold it over here.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.